from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
10 tensions are growing in the UCLA campus as law enforcement officers order a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators to disperse. The heavy police presence comes as administrators and campus police are facing intense criticisms for failing to act quickly to stop an overnight attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators. Elsewhere, police have dismantled an encampment at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, and activists clashed with police at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The White House was forced to defend its response to the protests affecting colleges nationwide, saying President Biden has been consistent in his condemnation of anti-Semitism.
Let's not forget, in 2017, he was very clear what we saw, the anti-Semitic vile that we saw in Charlottesville, on the streets of Charlottesville. He called that out. He called that out. And one of the reasons he stepped into the 2020 election is because of what he saw.
Israel and its supporters have branded the university protests anti-Semitic, while Israel's critics say it uses those allegations to silence opposition. Although some protesters have been caught on camera using anti-Semitic remarks or violent threats, organizers of the protests, some of whom are Jewish, say it is a peaceful movement aimed at defending Palestinian rights and protesting the war. Questions are being raised about the water coming out of the taps in Lacey Township. Many residents were alarmed when their water turned brown, and they got a letter shortly after saying the water had failed state quality standards. Lacey officials say the two matters are unrelated and the water failed state tests for lead, but that local tests have come out fine. In 2023, the New Jersey chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations recorded a 103% increase from the year prior in the number of bias incidents targeting Muslims. The group says much of the harassment, bullying, and hate can be attributed to the war in Gaza.
We're seeing this in academia and in hospitals, the healthcare industry a lot.
The group says the alarming numbers don't reflect the true reach of anti-Muslim bigotry in New Jersey because the community struggles with reporting incidents. New Jersey News Time, 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:08. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's going to turn into another very warm day here. Temperatures are in the 50s this morning, comfortably cool for now. Highs this afternoon, 80 to 85. It'll be cooler in far northern New Jersey and along the immediate coast. We'll see good sunshine, passing clouds, a stiff breeze, and dry weather today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow. Cooler, no more 80s, highs 60 to 65 with increasing clouds. We'll stay dry tomorrow, but a shower chance plugged in for Saturday and steadier rain for Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung and Brock Farms blooms with everything you need for your turf and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Thank you, Dan. In Clark, it is 56, Middletown 54, Atlantic City 54. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.